Masechet Kelim, Perek Chet, Mishnah, Zayin. He will talk about all different types of ovens and the vent that they have in them. How do we treat that vent where the smoke would come out of? We'll call it the eye of the oven. It allows smoke to escape when the coals are burning. When the dough is put in the oven, the vent is plugged so it could heat up and make sure that everything is cooked properly or baked properly. But when sometimes the heat needs to go down or they need to get the smoke out, they would open up this vent. Mishnah says, Hasheret shenimsa ba'ayin shel tanur, ba'ayin shel kira, ba'ayin shel kupach. If a sheretz is found in the vent hole of an earthenware oven, an earthenware stove, or an earthenware narrow stove, min hasafa pinimit velachutz, tahor. If the sheretz was on the inner edge of the vent hole and outward, so the sheretz didn't stick into the actual airspace of the oven or the stove, but it was on the inside the hole, but not within the spot that the cooking actually happened. So it's really just in the hole, but it didn't stick inside. Then the oven or the stove is tahor because the sheretz is not within the airspace or touching the inside. But let's say the oven or the stove was in the outside air, not under a roof. Then even if there was a kazayit of a corpse, as opposed to a sheretz in the vent hole, the oven or the stove would remain tahor because the corpse, again here, is not within the airspace or touching the inside, and uniquely to the corpse, is not under the same roof. When you're dealing with the corpse, we say it's tahor only here if it's on the outside. But if it was on the inside of a certain house or a certain room, then everything under that roof would become tameh, including the oven, regardless of if it was within that hole or not. In the case of the sheretz, the oven is tahor even if it was inside the house, because the sheretz does not transmit tum'ah through ohel, through a roof. V'im yesh sham poteach tefach. But if there was an opening of a tefach by a tefach in the vent hole, if there was a cube of that size, which is the minimum in order to create its own little area, its own little tent, in terms of corpse tum'ah, hakol tameh, everything becomes impure. The oven and whatever could receive tum'ah from it, it's tameh from the corpse, even though the oven is outside, it's not under the same roof, because we say the corpse filled the tent. It fills up this vent hole with tum'ah because of the opening that it has, which spreads to the inside of the oven that is open to the vent hole. The corpse tum'ah enters the oven, even though it's not covered and has no roof under it. We say that the oven walls themselves, which slant inward a little bit, is like another roof, and it brings the tum'ah into the oven. So again, a sheretz here, or a corpse over here, is within the vent hole, and the vent hole, if it's wide enough, if it's a tefach by tefach, it's considered to be its own little roof, and therefore, even though the dead corpse is not within the oven and it's only within the hole, then but that hole is big enough where it creates a roof over the piece of the met, piece of the corpse, and therefore it spreads into the oven as well, and everything becomes tameh.